Are going to look in the scriptures. The message is fairly small this evening, just a couple points that I want to look at, and we're going to go right into the Lord's table. So the men that are going to be serving the Lord's table, you can just be ready. You don't need to come forward yet, but we're going to look at a couple thoughts from the word that I was encouraged about. We find in our main text that we normally look in 1 Corinthians about the just the remembrance of when, of course, Jesus took bread and the cup and passed it. We're going to look back at some things and look at a gift during a difficult time. Giving in difficult times is what I've entitled it, but it's going to be very short. We're going to look at that for a few moments. We'll take the Lord's Supper. And then when we're done, what I'd like to do is open it up to you for a time of singing some songs that are focused on the character of God and who He is. I'm just impressed today. I know it's something that I need to do. It's something that we all need to do, is think about God's character. And when I mean this, I'm talking about serious singing. Not that what was done just now wasn't serious, but I really just want to focus on thinking through the words. We might even read some of them. I don't know. We'll see how the Lord leads. But you can be thinking, what songs tell us about God's character that we need to focus on? I think that we cannot go wrong when we're thinking and putting our minds upon the person of God and Jesus Christ. And as the song says, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and His grace. And so I don't want you, during the challenge here in the Lord's Table, to be flipping through your hymnals and looking for things, but I want you to be thinking, a song that would be very characteristic of what I'm talking about is maybe Great Is Thy Faithfulness, or who knows what else. It might be the chorus, God Is So Good. There's a lot of songs, and particularly if you look at your hymnals towards the beginning of your hymnal, there's a lot of songs on God and His glory and who He is and His majesty and His power, and maybe there would be one in His mercy and grace, and I just think it would be good to end our service today focused on His character that would carry us through our week. I know I need that. I know I need that. In fact, can I give you a prayer request for me? You would say, why in the world would you be? But I'm flat out nervous and scared about going out and preaching this week, Tuesday and Wednesday. Enough to tears. If I could send them a little note saying I'm not going to show up, I'd do it. But I can't do that. But I need to keep my focus on God. And I know that God can use me to do what I would say is impossible. So that's where it comes from. I need God. And I know that you need God as well. And so we're going to end our service and focus on God, and I trust that it will be helpful to me, and I hope it will be helpful to you as well. So we're going to do that at the end. You'll be thinking about that. But in the meantime, let's take our Bibles and let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. As I mentioned, this is a passage that we often go to. Not always. We could go to one of the Gospels where actually we read about Jesus saying it firsthand. This is kind of secondhand here, but in 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, and we're going to pick up in the verses that we normally read through. We normally start in verse 23 and we go through verse 25, and we're going to be looking at those passages right now before we partake. But I want to ask you a question. Difficult times often come in our lives. You go through things, and they're tough. How do we make it through? And my question to you is what is your attitude when you go through difficult times? And more often than not, we become very self-focused. Would you agree? Difficult times come, and we immediately think about ourselves. And we become very selfish, very self-focused, and we're very little attention and focus on God and other people. But I want you to see the pattern in which forth Jesus set. Now, we've already answered this so many times. Jesus We know him as God, correct? Jesus Christ was God. But we also know that Jesus Christ was man. Also correct? Okay. He was the God-man. Did Jesus go through manly things when he was getting prepared for the cross? Was the cross real to this man? Did he feel the cross? Folks, understand that just because he was Jesus Christ and just because he was God does not mean that he pressed his deity button and just forwent all of the pain because he was God and he could forgo that. No, no, no. In fact, we miss it. In fact, if Jesus did that, then crucifixion didn't mean much. But he did go through it. He was a man. This was a difficult time for him. And so I ask you, what is your attitude when you go through difficult times? What was Christ's attitude when he was going through a difficult time? But I'd like you to see three things about Jesus' attitude just before he was going to be betrayed. I want you to see in verse 23. Now, remember, Paul is remembering back. He's telling these people what they ought to do in the church service. And he goes back. And notice in verse 23, and number one, we have 3 points of the things that he gave. First of all, he gave thanks. He says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread," in verse 24, "and when he had done what? Given thanks." He gave thanks. And he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." You know, in a difficult time, Jesus Christ gave thanks. Who did he give thanks to? Of course, he gave thanks to the Father. God, thank you. Now, specifically, he gave thanks to the Father. You say, well, of course, he was giving thanks. He was blessing the bread and he was blessing. But remember what the bread and the cup was representing. What was it representing? His physical death and sacrifice and his blood, which would atone for our sin to seat us in the heavenlies with him. And what does Jesus do? He gave thanks. He gave thanks during a difficult time. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In how many things give thanks?" Every single thing, even if it means the cross, even if it means blood, even if it means sacrifice, even if it means tears and difficulty, even if it means giving up, in everything give thanks. You know, oftentimes we don't know what God's will is, but I want to tell you one thing that's God's will, to give thanks. It's God's will that you give thanks in everything that comes down your way. In the troubles and difficulties that you're going through, God, thank you. Isn't that a difficult thing to do? God, I'm thankful for what you have me going through now. God, I'm thankful for what... And folks, we're so self-focused. We say, God, get me out of this. Jesus said, God, thank you. Thank you. He gave thanks. Give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul says in Ephesians 5, in all things, in everything. You know, in difficult times, we get careful. When I say careful, I'm talking about anxious, nervous. Paul said in Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Those things that we're anxious about, Paul says, give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks unto God. He says in Colossians, whatsoever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. If there was a man that was going through difficult times in the Bible, I would definitely go straight to Job. And in Job chapter 1 and verse 21, he said, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away." I don't know how he said the end. He said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." David said in Psalm 34:1, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." And then the writer of Hebrews, chapter 13 and verse 15, said, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. How do you respond in a difficult time? Jesus responded by giving thanks. I trust that we would give thanks as well. Tonight we have a wonderful opportunity. So God, thank you. Jesus said thank you hours, an hour before he was delivered up. He gave thanks. We ought to give thanks as well. In time of struggle, times of feeling selfish and self-focused, give thanks. How can we do this? James says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that's the key there, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have a perfect work, that it may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. You know God's doing a good work. He's doing a good work. I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 26 quickly. Matthew chapter 26. Here we have a first-hand account where Jesus is breaking the bread and passing the cup. In this passage, we see something just it's all the same thing, but a few different words. And the 3 points that we look at tonight are all what Jesus gave. He first gave thanks. I want you to secondly that he gave help. He gave help. Look at verse 26 of Matthew 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood in the New Testament, of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Now, I want you to focus on the fact that he took bread and he took the cup. And what did he do with both of those? He gave them. He took the bread and he gave the bread. He took the cup and he gave the cup. And why did he do that? He says in many of the passages, in remembrance of me. Why did he do this? You see, he gave to us help. I believe that Jesus and what he was doing here is for our remembrance. He knew that it was important that we would not forget what was about ready to take place. Isn't it amazing some big things in our lives that happen and we forget so quickly? We are forgetful people. We forget the big things. I remember some things in my life that God has done, and I tell you what, I'm so easy to forget. You know, but Jesus was helping us when he gave us the bread and the cup. Because we cannot hardly help but forget. We're reminded, in this church, we're reminded every other month. We ought to be reminded every day of what Jesus has done for us. But I appreciate the fact that he just didn't keep it and put it to us. No, he said, I'm going to give them help, and I'm going to give them the cup. I'm going to give them the bread. He could have been thinking of himself, but no, he was thinking about giving. I want to give myself to them, and I want to help them. Help them to remember the greatest gift. The bread to remember his physical sufferings, the cup to remember his sacrifice, our sin for his righteousness. The help that he gave. Jesus gave thanks. He gave help during a difficult situation. And lastly, I want you to see that he gave all. In Luke 22, I like how Luke puts it. Luke 22, 19. Quickly turn there. Luke 22, 19. And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. You know, we see here in Luke that he wholly gave his self, his body, his life, the greatest gift of all. He gave up everything. Everything. Even while he was hurting and would hurt even so much more in a few moments, he gave everything. Folks, we ought to be thankful for what he gave. He gave thanks. We ought to give thanks. He gave help. We ought to give help. He gave all. We ought to give all. You know, one of the best things that we can do while we're going through a difficult time is to wholly dedicate ourselves to other people. And especially someone that's going through a difficult time themselves. And we see the giving during a difficult time that Jesus Christ did. Folks, I want to be an encouragement to you, but a challenge to you. When you're going through difficult times, let's be a giver. Let's be a giver. A giver of thanks. A giver of thanks. Let's be a giver of everything. Let's be a giver with our help. Praise the Lord that he wholly gave himself to us. We have all of him. I'm going to ask the men that are serving the Lord's table to come. I'm going to give you an opportunity to bow your heads and close your eyes. And praise and thank the Lord for all that he has done for us. And then take the time to make sure that your lives are right with the Lord. Specifically, giving thanks. God, thank you for giving me a good example of giving during a difficult time. And then in just a few moments, we will receive these tokens of remembrance.